Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 27th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are posing the question, is Zimbabwe now a military state?
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 13860 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us as you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And we want to welcome our viewers on our Facebook pages, the VOA Shona, Ndebele, and English. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the role of the military in Zimbabwe's democracy.
The Zimbabwe Defense Forces and the Zimbabwe Republic Police have issued a joint statement urging the nation to remain united and to respect the laws of the country. In a statement issued at the Police General Headquarters this morning, the two security services said normalcy had returned to the country following the inauguration of President Emmerson Mnangagwa last Friday.
But human rights groups are questioning the claim that the country is back to normal, with soldiers having boots on the ground and yet to return to the barracks. Has Zimbabwe normalized the abnormal? Some human rights lawyers say the country's highest court had set a dangerous precedent by legalizing the military coup.
If you wish to join the show right now, follow us on Facebook, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. We are live streaming on those three pages. I'll repeat that again, VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. And apparently, if you haven't liked the pages, can you like them right now? So if you want to call in, here's the number, 001-202-619-2077. I'll repeat that number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Kunjalo voit. Honguka Gibbs, nasi tlauti tinget chitarsa nyaye kuti Zimbabwe ya kutongwa ni mauto ere. Hongu, nasi taona mauto, akabatana nemapurisa, vachizivisa iwo kuti zvinhu zvinenge zvagadzikana. Asi, vakazivisa kuti mapurisa anenge achimboramba achishanda nemauto mugwagwa muzvikuru muguta guru reHarare. Nekudaro vamwe vari kuti, kana zvinhu zviri kunzi zvanaka, kochi chiri kupa kuti masoja asadzokere kumabarracks. Gibbs, mubvunzo unenge uchida kuti ubvunzwe.
Ye, unjaro blessings. Sizvireke kuti amasoja namapurisa vati sevabambisana emigwaqweni lapho babe bekhangela ukuthi umthetho uhanjiswa ngemfanelo. So sikhuluma nje ke amasoja uyathola ke kule soja le police beme khona ngale ke emigwaqweni bekhuluma ke labanye lamhlanje kuseni kuhlelo olisebenze ekuseni kakhulu. So bekhuluma nje besithi ukhanya kanzani amasoja abuza isithupa akubuza ukuthi isithupa sakho sengapi. Kuzobuya ke amapolisa abe pomkhangela nje izimoto ukuthi zimenjani. Kodwa ke umbuzo omkhulu ukuthi kambe izwe leZimbabwe selibanjwe libutho kumbe alibanjwa libutho. Njalo nxa selingani sezandleni zebutho kambe so abantu sebekhululeke kanganani. Ungathemba wena ukuthi nxa ukhangele ubone kule soja ngapha kule polisa ube sithi sukhululekile. Kambe nxa sokusiya ke ukhetho kuyabe kumenjani? Abantu bazibuza kakhulu. So nxa sikhangela futhi ke kukhanya ngazani njengoba umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa wathatha isifungo ngeviki ephelileyo esithi ke uzakhangela konke okukhangelane labantu beZimbabwe. Kambe libona ngazani uzalenzelani nxa sokubuya ezemithetho lezi? Kambe kasuzayephule amalungelo oluntu kumbe kuyahamba njani? Kunjalo ke futhi.
I think we have our first guest, that is human rights lawyer Dewa Mavinga, director for Southern Africa. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing and Gilles. How are you guys?
We are doing great. Of course, we forgot to mention that he's joining us via Skype. Gibbs, you can fire away.
So, Mr. Mavinga, tell us, do you think that Zimbabwe has become a police state?
What is obvious is that Zimbabwe is presently under military control. From the day, the night of the takeover of the military on November 14 to November 15, it was clear that there was no coherent agreement or common purpose amongst all the security forces. The military said they were leading the process, but they were warning the other branches of the security forces to cooperate. And we then got to know quickly enough that they had seized control of the police support unit camp, and that camp remains under army guard as we speak, because it houses the largest armory or weaponry for the police in the country. So there is not enough support or confidence that the police are loyal to the military positions.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. And we are also now being joined by human rights activist, Mr. Clement Moyo. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great. Mr. Moyo, what is your take on the continued presence of the military? You know, in Zimbabwe, they say the situation is back to normal, but they are yet to return to the barracks. Mr. Moyo, your line is a bit... Mr. Moyo, if you may move a bit... Yes, the line is bad.
Is it? What I'm saying is, once a country has been taken over by the military, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
People are not sure what really that is all about. They may say it wasn't a coup, but it looked like a coup all over. And the more so, it was ZANU-PF trying to clean up his own mess. And the mess that they were cleaning, leaning towards a certain rule of certain people. Even if they are saying they are catching corrupt people, who is not corrupt amongst the ZANU-PF people? Who can they say is not corrupt? So we're not sure what this thing is all about. It's very scary. We don't even know what our future holds for us now. We're confused.
Gibbs. So ngasukangele baba Moyo, ubona zane stalatini, khona kuvele kumenjani emgwaqweni lapho. Nje ubukhona ngapho ke akusitshela ukuthi libonani emgwaqweni.
Emgwaqweni kuthule. Akuna mapolisa, asiboni ame patrolers. But siyakwazi ukuthi kuma outskirts of town kule army kobulawayo khona la. All points leading out are guarded by the army. Now what they are looking for, what they are guarding against, we don't know. There are no police officers patrolling the streets, and there are no roadblocks for police officers. That has been cut off. Now we don't know what really the aim is. Who are they looking for? Who did what?
So ukuwa hamba ke ku roadblock kumbe ngasu phuma kobulawayo.
Yeah, we are told ama soldiers.
Bathini?
Babathini bafuna isithupha sakho ngabandaba yini license yakho dan the only one in ID. If it was like you have to go. They keep saying they are looking for people, certain people.
So you want to connect more younger channel. So he says when you get out of the CBD in Bulawayo, apparently the army is demanding ID cards. So they are saying that they are looking for certain people, you know, but they are not specifying exactly who.
Regarding the unamko my Ephraim, magadim ko my Ephraim.
Hello, Farama Randiko.
Aiwa, tiripom ko my Ephraim. Famba mchana ubaba muri phone ni asinga sonzgika.
Asinga sonzgika.
Eh, taurai inda kukunzwa.
Hapo ndizwa.
Taurai.
Alipo dara chingwe zvizvazvo kuti nyaya yese yanga ichitwa ngomeremere yanga ichitwa azvizvira ndinga kuzotsvaka kubatsira vanhu.
Mhm.
Vanhu vaito zvigadzira dzira yavo yekupinda pakuzotonga zvoti zvipasho.
Mhm.
Yangu amunanga kuachitonga izvino munhu anenge achitonga nyika ino yemasoja nekuti vakuwa mugambe nyangu vanhu vakafa mugambe vanhu vakubiswa navanhu.
Mhm.
Vamugambe vakubiswa nemasoja kuti vazvigadzirire nzira.
Mhm.
Yekuti vazowana nguva yekutonga bedzi.
Mhm.
Vachiwanda muvanhu. Haisi nyaya inobatsira vanhu. Kunyange kumatisatei zvinonyaya yekurapushen vangu vachitaura nezvayo. Vanhu vari kusungwa nevari kumanikizi vari kushungurudzwa zvine zvitoto zvavati chikwata chegfotishai.
Mhm.
Iwo pachavo kuna kwavo kuna munanga kwavo asvamba anombosungwa isine zvatese nyika yese kuti munhu wese anga ari muzanupiefu wese anga ari mucorruption yakasimba hapana munhu muchene muzanupiefu vese vari kusunga vamwe vemakororo vari kusungwa kuti makororo zvotaitofunga kuti evaakuvaaiakuzasizo azingovharwe titange nenyu upeji zvokuti kana vakada zvekusungana zvinoshora kuti vese vari kuvangotanga vatopindawo majere vese vasina kubatwa navanhu naona tinengariveriya yekuda kuvhara bedzi zvose zvinenge zvakaitwa navanhu hapana chirongwa chakaita chinombofadza vanhu avo zokuti muchaona kuti kamberi apo shangurongotera pachidzokera musika yamugabe ya ani maona zvinezvi vapedzerera mugabe vakaita zvi eritoti vanhu vafanira kuchengetedza musiwaka zvako vamugabe kureva kuti vakangohwanda bedzi nekanhu kadukuduku kuda kutiendera vatifunge zvakaita zvakanaka vamugabe aisiye problem inyika yasisi nezanupiefu yese vakuna vanhu vacho vari kupinda yezvimbo nevachazenge varipo hapana munhu akanaka muchaona kabineti inongoitwa pano kuzoserwa madhedhi uiwa yanga aripo kuna new idea inongouya vanhu vari kungotsvaka bedzi asekuti vanhu vafunge kuti vazodzisa vamugadi but otherwise vamugadi aisiyo problem yega problem isistimu yese yemuzanupiefu yoti kukatarisa vamunangagwa ivo ndo the longest serving member dhibishiya ari kuvamugadi vatapa dzingo vanga vashandisa mitemo yese yakadaisa pamashure apo vachiita masimba kuna purezidenti saka unongora kuti hatikona mutsauko uripo vaitozviziva kuti mashure vachabvuta masimba kuzoshandisa masimba iyoyo kudzanyirira vanhu hapana chati kumbofarira tichofarira nganga inobata mai ya
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Ephraim
zvakanaka
todzoka kwamuri vamavhinga vamavhinga
ndiri pano
manzwa zvataurwa namukoma Ephraim vari kuti ivo vanhu ngavangwarire kupembedza ngangano inobata mai ndo maonera muri kuzviita here
nemo nemo ndizvo zvizvo chaizvo chaizvo nekuti zviri kuitika kuZimbabwe hazviri pachena zvingada kuvanzwa hazvo kunenge kuri kuhwanda nemunwe kuedza kutaura kuti pane hurumende iripo isiri yemauto asi zviri pachena kuti mauto ndo ari kutonga iko zvino mauto ndiwo akagadza vamunangagwa uyezve basa riri kuitwa iri kunzi vavada kutsipika kana kubisa uroyi hazvisi izvo pane divi rakanangwa hazvisi zvokuti munhu wese nekuti tinoona kuti kune vamwe vatungamiri vatinoziva vanotori nembiri yekunzi havabude muhuri asi iko zvino vari kupembera vari pedo navamunangagwa saka zvakaoma kuti tizive kuti timire papi senyika
Of course, Gibbs, you heard what the caller said and what Mr. Mavhinga said. They are saying that there's a danger that while people might be celebrating the exit of former President Robert Mugabe, still difficult for many to say former President Robert Mugabe. I mean, he has been there for 37 years and some months.
Yeah.
So some are saying that it might be too early to celebrate as it might be more of the same with Mr. Mnangagwa Gibbs.
So baba moyo lapho yazvelela pa okurira umnumzana Mavhinga uti kona kususwa kwa umnumzana Robert Mugabe baba
yasazi sichona ngizwile vakukhulumile
hayi besenzela abalaleli
oh okay hayi kulungile baba
yeah so when ungathini ngakona kusibile kuti bathi kuyafana nje
lokho amadoda lawo aqinise qobo baqinise qobo lapha kuklinwa indawo yezanu okwabanye abantu ababafunayo ukuthi babuse akade belisana nalabana sebebaxotshile babanye bakhona babavalele emadeni it's not about amazimbabweans ukuthi amazimbabweans athabeleni yabona bathabele umgabi but ayisuye phela yedwa umuntu okade mubi laphana
yena ubekhokhela ikhampani yonke empi kodwa-ke wasephambanisa ngokuthi sethatha ama-civilian sewaletha phakathi kombuso okungafunwa nguye njalo futhi abantu bayakhuluma ukuthi lo ndoda wake watsho wathena yena i-president's office i-straight jacket nawe ungazange ungene ku-army awungaza kusaluthe ngamasotsha so konke lokhu kusenzakala kutshoni amasotsha lokhu ethethe umbhobho ehamba kutho ukuthi bafuna ukuthi bakhuphe bethusele wonke umuntu ozama ukuthi kumba angafuni ukuthi acabange ukubusa leli lizwe so angiboni ukuthi bazaletha e-proper civilian rule as long as abantu labana bezani okungamangalisa kakhulu okukhona sibisibili ukuthi nawe ubaba uMnangagwa mhlazane ezaqamba ikhabhinethi yakhe uzachiya bani uzafaka bani lokhu phela sazi ukuthi kuzani kuvele indawo ye-corruption so siyamangala sibili ukuthi sikhangele nje siyabona kodwa siyabona ukuthi le into kayisilungelanga angazi njalo kodwa hayi mina kamboni
hayi siyawuzwa kakhulu ke baba moyo ume khonapho sibili ungayindawo so you are saying like what Mr. Mavinga was saying you know he says this was all about the cleanup exercise being conducted by the army on behalf of ZANU-PF so he says you know is reflecting on what General Chiwengo once said when he referred to, you know, some people who are not having that military capacity that they will never rule. Like if you are a civilian, you will never rule. So he's saying the presence of the army actually reflects that kind of thinking, that no civilian can be capable of running Zimbabwe anytime soon. So he says they are maintaining that and they just want to show the public the kind of force that they have. So meaning that the civilian government may be very far away from it. Because right now we cannot call it a civilian government.
Mr. Mavinga? Hello, Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, can you hear me?
Now,
yes,
what do you make of this? The High Court ruled that this was not a military coup. But some analysts are saying if it walks like a duck, quakes like a duck, swims like a duck, then it's a duck. Or others are saying a monkey that eats grass, not banana, is a goat. Is this a coup or it's not a coup?
Well, a coup simply refers to a situation where there is a military takeover of government functions by force. It's not voluntary. What we experienced on the night of November 14 to 15 in Zimbabwe was clearly a coup. The military took over without having been deployed by the Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, who at that time was Robert Mugabe. So a deployment of the army without clearance or without the authority of the Commander-in-Chief amounts to mutiny, and then to place the head of the defense forces, the president, under house arrest, that completes the coup. But, of course, for public relations purposes, the military wanted the process, they wanted to trigger a process of government change, which would appear as if it's not a coup. But having done that, it was clear that they did not trust the other arms of the security forces, like the police, the putting the support unit under armed guard, because this is where, you know, the armory was for the police, where the armory is, weapons for the police. And then also the CIO, the Central Intelligence Organization, many of them are still on the run. They are being hunted down because they were perceived to be supportive of Mugabe and that they could offer resistance. Now, the High Court decision to say that this was not a coup speaks to what Mugabe himself said. But we cannot take that, you know, if you are looking at the law, Blessing, when someone speaks under duress, under armed guard, when he's under house arrest, it's difficult to then assess whether or not they are openly and freely giving their views. It's like that ZANU-PF youth leader, Kudzanai Chipanga, who appeared on TV, obviously brutalized, and saying, I am offering this apology on my own volition and will because no one has coerced me. But it was clear that it was not his idea to give that kind of thing. So where we are now, the military is in charge, but the judiciary wanted to sanitize post-effect to legitimize Mnangagwa's presidency, because I think there was a concern that it would be challenged. But what has happened now is a terrible precedent, because what it simply says, the courts have said it is legal, it is constitutional for the army to step into politics at any point. So if next year there are elections and to take, for example, the opposition leader, one of them wins those elections, the military can simply say, no, this is a threat or a revolution. We are stepping in terms of Section 212 of the Constitution. And then it will be legal in the sense that there is precedent now. So my appeal now is to citizens of Zimbabwe, to lawyers in Zimbabwe, including Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, that this High Court order needs to be challenged immediately. It cannot stand. The Constitutional Court needs to sit as a full bench to deliberate and make sure that the military is not sanctioned to be involved in politics. This is a terrible, terrible precedent that points to a compromised judiciary.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Gibbs, come on.
Yes, Lomnumzana Ntangalunye. Sabona Fwet.
John Gibbs.
Nyapira, is it still up a call?
Yeah,
Valambichanum Sarazo.
Right, okay.
Yes, so valid.
Gibbs. Hello?
Yeah, when you was a valid radio.
Same valid.
Yeah, I would choke you to an Bonanjan, Uti, Amasocha, Lama Police, a service as a local town, Ubu Patrola, Pendaoni. So, when Bonanjan go.
Ya ngicabanga ukuthi amasosha ukuthi abe khona lapho nambona ngani ze temporal measure iyokuthi nje kuba bebade bekhona kwalezi insuku then which means abangeza ke baphonga unyamalale nje ka one kumele bachiye bebona ukuthi la mapolisa akade corrupt asebenza njani angithi yabona ngoba bangaphonga unyamalala ka one then amapolisa lanalambile phela ayi 2 weeks, 3 weeks zonke lezi besibabe sebengasathengi lesinkwe ezindlini lapha balambe over so basani banika nje babonane ukuthi kade vele kusetshenzwa njani yeah
kodwa ke akwethusa abantu yini esitaladini kume ngithi emgwaqweni nxa kulakula masotsha
abantu bazakwethusa yini njengoba kade bevele bebathakazelela kangaka bereplace amapolisa besokusmooth into zonke zihamba kahle laphana bona amapolisa lanengekho
ye sizokuthi abanye abantu nxa lifika kuma-roadblock likhulumisa amasotsha lingakhulumisi amapolisa kunjalo
singakhulumisa kambe abantu abalenhliziyo ezimbi njalo I think kule necessity yokuthi uMnangagwa laphana akhangele ukuthi amapolisa lawa abayibona abamele babe semgwaqweni yibaphi akakhethe kukhethe iklasi yamapolisa not ukuthi amapolisa nokufitshane nokunganani kuthiwa kulipolisa kubuya kukudelele singabantu abadala singaka akutshele ezinye izinto ezingaqedakaliyo ukuthi kuyini kakhethe amapolisa amele ame emgwaqweni laba bayafitshane kabahambe baye ngale emaseleni ngale bayedila la masela athole nje laba abangani badelinyazana nje abalohlonzi ya ngoba uyabona ngutshele ukuthi ukhathana kakhulu nyawemlesi kathi ungabuya eZimbabwe buya laphana uzebona ukuthi umiswa ngumuntu onganani olipolisa ole-traffic ongelasisindo sokuba lipolisa le-traffic uyabona
kuzima ye
ipolisa kumele lihlonipheke xa ulikhangele la uze ukuthi ipolisa mbona ipolisa la angithi
ye
hayi kuphenga ubona nje angikwazi lokuthi ngakuchasisa ngithini
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu mnumzana ungathina nakusasa e
njalo futhi uyabona konoku ukuthi khona abesesithi yena uMnangagwa abesesithi yena uMgabe kumele i-21st birthday yakhe le ihlonitshwe ngubani siyihloniphelani ya siyihloniphelani thina sifuna ukukhohlwa ngomdabe kasifuna ukuzwa ngaye futhi ngakho nxa sizabe sesithwa sihloniphe leyo 26 sizabe sithi sihloniphani
hayi jakuza kakhulu sibongile baba
ye ake likhulume ngakho lokho njalo ake lekele ukubiza abantu abanjengabo thumelwane wempophoma lwana asifuni ukumuzwa enasinge kukhuluma lapho kunasinga ukuba into ayikhuluma iyasihlanzisa thina
hayi kuzwile baba kuzwile kakhulu siyabonga
yekelani lani ukuba ke libiza abantu abangelamsebenzi lapho thuma labo ake lithiyane labo
ye hayi lamdla kakho kodwa sizamdinga ukwenza ithi phela anti kumele sibhalanse indaba lapho ukuthi yena uthi lokhu la laba wena bathi lokhu anti kubhalanswa njalo baba
hayi uthi mavele kakazakhulume right laphana ukhulume siyale lecele lakhe la eliyale
hayi mbongile kodwa ukuthi ungenele ihleleni siyabonga kakhulu baba
nami ngiyakujabulela lokho
okay bye bye
hanzi bachuma wafanele ukutaura
yeah, hanzi say no no chuma is always having one side that doesn't like so we must invite him so even the 21st birthday of the former president he's saying he doesn't want to hear about it because they want to forget fast about Mr. Mugabe.
Yeah.
They are sick and tired of him, so now they really want to forget about him. So the other thing that you are saying is that the presence of the army is necessary. Maybe it's very temporary. And these days, you know, what people are observing is when people get to a roadblock, they always hug the soldiers, you know, do everything, and ignore the police. he says there's absolutely no reason why they should respect the police. So they just ignore them while they're hacking the others.
Yeah. Let's acknowledge those who are following us on our Facebook page. Innocent Chana, loud and clear. Thank you so much, Innocent. Tawanda Mavuramiti. Watching in Rusape is loud and clear. Thank you so much, Tawanda. Manyewe Shingi, guys, you are awesome. Thank you. G. Farai, watching from Chitown. Thank you so much. Courage Mutobaya, watching from Witbank. Thank you so much. Visitor Ava Zivishe, Isu, teacher commenter after 90 minutes. Somebody to warn you, Comrade ED. Thanks so much for your comment. Fortune Kure, watching from Cape Town. Thank you so much. Akim Zinto, Arguti Pe. Thanks, Akim. Chauke Mlilo, Pe. Pa Botswana, but thank you so much. Patience. Muza, watching from Kuwait. Interesting. Kuwait, thank you so much. Then we have Mapimize Ropafadzo. Thank you so much. Mikeo Chirumba, Fe, Botswana, Pagabs. Thank you so much. Tinashe Chikomo, Atiwope. Thanks, Tinashe. And Solomon Sami Gatsi, watching from Tanzania. Thank you so much.
We've got other messages on the VOI Ndebele and VOI Studio 7 pages. One of the messages reads, Hello, my Zimbabwe. I love you all. Stay calm. It may be too early to celebrate. This could be the beginning of another era in terms of politics, and that is from Zimbabwe culture. And then Lord Thomas Banda says, "Yindaba lengafuna ukukhuluma lana. Lingafuna ukukhuluma lami. Sifuna ukukhuluma lawe faka inombolo sikufonele konapho kona manje." Then Martin Mhlanga says, "A good listen." So he's enjoying this kind of program. And then Martin again says the police must be retrained. So utama police are going to train a foot, right? And then Shepard Maxen says, "Phone me, guys. Phone me now." Then Antileta Chabangu says, "Hello, I'm watching you guys from the diaspora." Angela Machonesa says, "I'm watching you. Thank you so much, Angela Machonesa." And then Unami Moyo says, "I'm watching you from South Africa." So, Roman, go up.
Tina Mkoma Heri Parunari, Kuvargu DRC. Makadi Mkoma Heri.
Hello.
Panenge parikuita dambudziko apo rikachazoedza kufona nhare yacho kuzvakare kuna Mkoma Heri. But let's go to you, Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo? Yes, one caller has said there is a need to retrain the police if that can be done. What can be done? It appears that people are very bitter about the way the police conduct their business. You heard on Inauguration Day the crowd was booing the police commissioner general, Augustine Chiwood.
Yes,
Yes, our police force is actually bad. We had one of the best police force that we inherited from Ian Smith. The conduct was excellent, but it turned out after some years, I think about 10 or 15 years, the police became a very bad police force. I think to retrain those that are in the old guard, the chiefs of the police, must be retired, and the police retrained and rebranded. Maybe you call it the police of the Republic of Zimbabwe, PRZ. Maybe that would mean something. But that police force, which actually represents Zimbabwe. This ZRP thing is now rotten. They should just throw it away. It's bad. It's bad. It's really bad. That type of corruption can never, never, never make the country right. Never.
Thank you so much.
Because it was so blatant. It was so blatant. Mm-hmm. Crimes are thrown away because money has been put in. Mm-hmm. Even this justice system is as rotten as the police force.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mr. Moyo.
So, Mr. Mavinga, if the police are so corrupt and all this kind of thing, so how does Zimbabwe move forward, like in terms of rebuilding the country? You know, because corruption, as we know it, actually destroys a nation, you know?
You know what, Gibbs, I need to correct one thing. People are under the mistaken idea that the main reason why the military took over the police and are now having joint patrols with the police is because of corruption. No, that is not the point. The main reason has been that the military was not confident, did not trust the police to be loyal to this cool thing. The police support unit under Guvamombe and others were viewed to be loyal to President Mugabe, former President Mugabe.
Mm-hmm.
So the military is actually trying to test the waters to find out if they can confidently trust that the police can now work without the risk of them turning on and causing chaos or breaking ranks with the military.
Mm-hmm.
So this thing about corruption is just by the way, but the main thing is about trust, is about whether or not the military could really say we are together in this thing with the police.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Thank you so much. Gibbs?
Yes, Zlo Baba Ndlovu, Lapa Kuman. Baba Ndlovu, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila futhi, kunjani?
Ngiphile Ndlovini, ungabuka kwani?
Ngisedethi baba.
Yes, so akutsho Ndlovu, nxa ukhangele wena, konoku esikhuluma ngakho namhlanje ukuthi amapolisa lamasoja asebambisane emgwaqweni lapha, wena sokubonile khona ngapha edethi kume njani?
Hayi, kungami kunjalo, kodwa bengiceka ubuyele emuva mbijana mfowethu.
Ubuyela baba.
Ngithanda ukukhumbuza abantu ukuthi-ke bananzele ukuthi umuntu njengobaba uMgabe nguye kumuntu okuthiwa yi-detector sibili engayiziyo emhlabeni, the greatest detector. Izinto zonke lezi ezenzakalayo izinto eziplayiweyo. Khumbula ukuthi undoda ucina wathi engena embusweni kwaba lokuthokozela ukuze abe sesiphuma, kumele aplaye indlela yokuthi akhonfuze umhlaba ukuze-ke isafety yakhe ibe safe transparent. Phela yikho phela athe nguchief wamasoja kutho ukuthi vele besivele sibuswa yimilitary. Even uba umnankaga kuthiwa wayefakela ipoison, sokuza ngenza ndawuthe ngoba even ojelson jula bakuthiwa babezama ukuchaya i-president esikumbulala ngokuyimdlalo nje okudlalwa yi-detectorship. Ngoba phela nini, uba ujabulani sibanda wahlutshwa ekukhulume kuthiwa ukathi umuntu oyingozi ochaya oplana ikhumbi oplana i-assassination lo muntu ozikhulumela umhlamba nguphi. Njalo uma uGrace Mgabe ecokozele ethethisa abantu wabe kwizinto ezazivele ziplane umkhehle kahle kathi uba kumgabe ulama-advisors ulabacebisi ulabo-vice president shanetshethi ilizwe elilodwa belingehlulwa ngumfazi oyi-one visors utamadvatayi mama ngokususenza so kuthi phela bonke bazi ngezindlela ilizwe generation new blood wena beba-advise ngeseceleni even yena ubaba umnanga kho nangokathi esenika umdala ithenilo ye singavuma ubabesiri kodwa-ke yei bakithi this guy is the greatest detect. Abantu bengaphanjaniswa yilokhu okwenzakeleyo, izinto eziplaniweyo nje ukuthi undoda kuqina atshelele kakahle nje amacala akhe esikhohlwe. Of course obunye abantu bengathi useluphile. kodwa ke ukushelela ukuhlanipha kwendoda njengoba uRobert waphuma ke lapha wathelela yaba lomhlaba nje ukuthi athe into lezi zinja kanti the great
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Ndlovini ye so ungaphosela ukugcina baba
okugcina kuba umuntu akagwaya isigodi emayo nilezibishenje futhi ama-reforms amaningi ku-education akhumbule izintandane wabantu abagodekile iyakhulu abantu abagodekileyo bakumgabeke kuningi kwaphosa kuzaa umnankagwa kabananzi abantu abanjalo bayahlupheka abantu abanezikili ngabantu who can be enforced ukuthi bangene kwi-system and qualify and stand for their own bese ngisithi ababalisi amatisha abakithi abakhwezele umholo singathola siphikisana utitsha uqakathekile umnankagwa unjalo kwaphana wafunda esikolo bengahlabanisi amatisha befakwa ngama-curriculum okungancetshela even wakhela i-new curriculum ama-projects ama-task kuningi khena imagine umuntu angathi uza-ten subjects ezithula-tenbakithi eziki ilamalanga ayi-five
i-hour ifoni yakho singani iyakiliza kodwa hayi sesikuzwile kakhulu Ndlovini siyabonga kakhulu endlovu ungathinwa nakusasa Ndlovini. So Mr. Ndlovu has got several points here. He says he doesn't believe in what was happening since the military took over and maybe before the military took over. So he says this was a well choreographed political theater, you know, like they were trying to have a soft landing for Mr. Mugabe's exit. So he says they did whatever they did and people are just fooled all over the world to believe that there was a coup or whatever. He says no, that was not a coup at all. It was something planned. For it's a succession, in fact. So he says, well, Mr. Mnangagwa is in power now, but he needs to make a lot of reforms, like, you know, catering for the disabled, who have to be integrated into society. And he says, you know, teachers need a lot of upliftment, you know. They need a salary raise and all those kind of things. Yeah.
We also want to acknowledge more and more people joining us. There is Sheila Mukonyo. Hi, people watching from Cape Town. Thank you so much. D. Mango, watching from Equatorial Guinea. Wow, interesting. G. Farai, Arguti Tiripo Zedu. Thank you so much. Mandaz Ernest, watching from Djibouti. Thanks, I'm happy to listen to your channel. Thank you so much. Then we have Macmillan Chiwanza watching from Malawi, Blantyre. And then we have Philip Runavo watching from Zimbabwe. Evaristo Matata watching from Zambia. And then we have Peter Jones watching live from Gaborone, Botswana. Hope you are all good. Then we have Enemia Chibushe watching from Harare. Thank you guys with your program. Philip Runavo Kwekwe, to be precise. Love more. Chibantu watching from DRC. Zakaria Maopa, watching from Zimbabwe, and Mnyarazi Chasakara, watching from Botswana. And lastly, Douglas Mubaiwa, watching from Zambia. Thank you so much. Gibbs, you can see we are all over the world.
All over the world. All over the show. And then Virginia Matebo and Zimbabwe Culture are saying, Globe is saying the truth. This was a planned thing, you know, according to them. So,
Let's go to Jason. Mkoma Jason, we are part of South Africa. Magadi Mkoma Jason.
Tiriko makati mkoma.
Aiwa, tiri nani zvedu parire pajona.
Pari rati ndiko Bloemfontein. Ya, inini tatoda kutanga kutaura ndezvekuti pane mashoko anonzi kanzi mutungamiri wemdc varamba kuti vabatane negungano ramunangagwa iri. Ndofunga kufunga kwakangwareko bhozi vaizosenzeswa zvisina musoro. Then chechipiri ava veami vakaita tekuvhura vakaita zvakanaka kubatsira kuti bvisira mundaraunda but asi hatifaniri kuvarairwa nekuti zvinhu zvimwe chete ami iyoyo yevakapotensa pa2008 maelections akawinwa nemdc vapinza vamunangagwa vamunangagwa havana chavanombokwanisa kuti vataure because kana kabhineti yavo yavashaisa nekunga nenge ngori yemasinia saka vanhu ivavo ndo vane influence yekuti vanenge vangori motivi yevanhu vese vavo havana chavanoita iyo mukufunga kwavo asi kuburikidza nekutungamidzwa nevanhu vakafanana nemasoja iwayo saka I think isisu sevanhu vakafanana veruzhinji nezviri kuitwa zvemasoja kuti vari kuramba vachichengetedza vari kuchengetedzana pachavo kumudzira kuti pane zvazvinhu zvinobatsira isisu kana kuti takanganisa magasira atoita isu asi tanisi kumutya hangu ndechekuti kama zisema sasa zari ni bosi, lan varuti kama na wasu tuwa sana zawa kwa na yuko zamtue wacho pamnanga kwa ni chifu wamkazi paka kizuwezo, MDC lopa na kuchanga kutoa kutoa ground yake acho kuti katika damarishi nzetu nige tarafu basi kwa jumla zaji jumba dazi.
Aiwa tunotenda skuru mkoma Jason.
Okay mkoma.
Not in the school. Gibbs
mm-hmm.
is saying yep. Jason there that the MDC must be very careful and ensure that there are reforms before the elections.
So, Baba Moyo, Zilek, Okulumakuna, and Lapote, Kumalung is a Konokuvelo Keto, a Gunga against Uketo, Kumalukalung is a Okuning, a MTCT, King Awel, a Pedinajela Jang and Sans, Kinin Gena Kurapana, a Uketo. Kwaenzo lokutwa ama reforms wena ubona njani konoko
ye ngabe ngakwenza lokho kuqondile sithi ngoba indlela ivele indlela okumele bayilandele yenze lawo ama reforms le constitution ndani line yokuthi emthethweni yelishi kulungiswe ukuthi sibili bonke kube indlela yokuthi ama elections angezwa kabi njalo futhi mina eyinto engayithembiyo yona into yabo ukuthi ayizekile. Izekile igcwele abantu be-CIO lama ex-police lo judge wayevele esebenzela sikwazi ukuthi ujudge wezani makarawo. So lapha asiboni thina ukuthi laba bantu sibili bangameli lizwe ekuphatheni ukhetho ngendlela eqondileyo umzila wabona ngubona. Ngaphandle kokuthi kubuyelwe emuva kukhethwe abanye abantu bakhethe iphalamende labo bantu.
Kota banga kwenze iparlamenti ngavuma kono
kota system kuti wabe MDC babuchana baleta abanye nabe zambaleta abanye uhlanganishe kube labantu abangathi esingathi bamelele imicabango yabantu eqondile engenza kube lokhetho olungcono labana sakamthathweni.
Kota ngabe sikangela sibini kudala waqaliswa ukukhuluma ngama reforms lawa ubonani kungaphutsha nje kono
kudala
sibini kungaphutsha kodwa kono
kudala. Ye, kumele kuphuthe nxa kungaphuthanga sizahamba njani ekhethweni ngoba laphana kuvela kuqonda i-voters roll yana ndoda mina bengithangela ama-elections for siminyaka engu-25 laphana kubolile lapha
kuyathi
wena ulendlu yakho uthole kuyikuthi ku-voters roll kulabaye abantu abahlala endlini yakho ongabaziyo izinto esasizithola ku-voters roll yona leyo. So nxa ngayibole ngaleyo ndlela kayitshintshwe inspector kuhle kuhle baphiwe nalabo abaphikisayo ukuthi khona nazi voters roll ake lihlole libe nesikhathi kulungisiswe sibili kube sendleleni right singapha kubhukuthele ekhethweni sizababisela labantu ukuthi be long term.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Baba Moyo ubambe khonapho ungayikhatshana. So what Mr. Moyo is saying is that he doesn't trust Zek at all, so he says he's stuffed by members of the spy network. That is the Central Intelligence Organization, the police, and some other operatives. So she only says, if ever Zimbabwe has to have a free and fair election, they need to clean up Zek first. But cleaning it can be a problem. Because even Parliament, ZANU-PF has got a majority. So he says, that's a big challenge. Mbona zanisilo baba futhi kwa nilapa, mwabe mbaba machazi. Baba machazi, ujani?
Hali ya pira ni.
Yes, so ndilefoni nguzo kuhle machazi.
Eh, mina ninjani ngapha?
Siphili lungapi machazi?
Ngamna ngobulawayo.
Kunjani kontuthi?
Hayi, hayi ku right.
Njobe umnanga kwase ngele mbusweni sokuthunqa intuthu yini kona ngapha?
Eh, sesivele yaphambaniseka ukuthi maye sekhuluma ukuthi uza kwenjani. Ake sesithela izisebenzi ziyakhuluma nje. Kumele zisebenze kanjani? Nga ukuthi njalo khonoko kodwa kusho ukuthi uletha umbuso ofana lokaSmith ngoba nxa usitshela abantu abasebenzi kanzima sithi futhi obhosi labanye abantu somele bancindezile abanye abantu.
Kodwa ke emgwaqweni lapha kume njani mzala?
Hayi hayi emgwaqweni le isini isikhanya siseright yazi abantu besebedilekile thina abanye yazi ngesikhathi ngithathe indlela esisemajeli kodwa ke abathina beyaphathela imali ebhekweni barodwi ngamapolisa sikhathi sonke ku-right khonoko
kukhanya sibe kuyahlupha. So-ke kanti sizwa kuthiwa kuyoba kule socha lapha kulale polisa, so wena kuwethusi khonoko
akona kwethu kodwa ke yazi umunqa uvela isinta kumele isinta ngoba izinto zokuthathisazo phela lati sesidinga lokuya lokhu lapho uzasethisa kodwa ithi kuyiwa ngathi asilaqinisi sizobona ngapho.
So wena kodwa ubona ngani kuya ngapi khonokhu bawa Mashasi?
Lokhu hayi ngibona ngazani yinto enhle ukuthi antithethe liyabuya kulunyaka ozayo. So amadoda lawa asendezini ngoba okokuqala uyabona izanu PF isdivided into three kathesi kuthi ekamduli kuthi G40 kuthi lakhothi uyabona ivela kuyiwa ndawonye nje kuphela ukuthi after elections next state elections hhayi siyabe sithi abantu bezimbabwe baze yacelebrate.
Aha hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Mashasi kungathi mina kusasa ulale kahle.
Alani ngibonile la ngisebenze kahle.
Ngiyayi kulongile mnumzane. So according to him, Fido is coming tomorrow. I think that was his message.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, the police and the army patrolling together is okay mm-hmm. for the moment. So maybe he says it's a temporary arrangement, mm-hmm. like what the other caller said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga?
Yes, I'm here, Blessing. Can you hear me? Yes.
Why is it that SADC and also the African Union had no appetite to intervene? The AU even called said this was not a coup at all.
Well, I think quite frankly, SADC and the AU are more interested in stability than in democracy or in constitutionalism. So when they got a sense that the military was firmly in control and had accomplished the military coup with minimum violence, in, which was open or bloodshed, which was which was minimal in terms of what was visible to the public. They thought, yeah, this is a team that is in control, and therefore, if there is stability, we are good to go. And quite frankly, Blessing, after 37 years of authoritarian rule, I think almost everyone was tired of Mugabe, and they just wanted to see the back of him and begin to support any kind of process that has potential for a new beginning for Zimbabwe. But of course, we are in a very delicate and difficult situation as Zimbabweans, because now that the military has tested political power, they can at any point again purport to use this power to violate and interfere in civilian political affairs. And that's the biggest challenge that needs to be addressed, much more than the issue of the voters' role or getting people to register to vote. Because as we go to elections, the military will take a position, a public and political position, and that position is obvious. It is that the president is a straitjacket, and they would not want someone from the opposition to ascend to the highest office. They cannot just get rid of Mugabe only to give to someone. This is the idea. So it's going to be a very difficult position unless there is a strong, united push from Zimbabweans, from opposition groups, from civil society, to say, yes, Mugabe is gone, but we do not want to have the military involved in our politics. Never, ever again.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. We are receiving a report that for now, Mr. Patrick Chinamasa will be the acting finance minister to just ensure that things are flowing normally, and also that Mr. Mbengegui will be the acting foreign affairs minister. Interesting, because President Mnangagwa is yet to announce his cabinet. So that's a statement from his office. The Gatinde kuna mkoma namo goronga. Magadi mkoma namo goronga.
Fara magadiwa.
Aiwa tirina nje lutipewo pfungwa dzenyu kuma namo goronga.
Mashandire ari kuda kuitwawo anoti mapurisa nemasoja vanoshanda pamwe. Izvo kunenge kuri kuzama kuti vaone pfungwa dzine mapurisa nokuti panenge pakavandirano. Saka vakavarega vari voga vanoshira kuti vanogona kungomuka chibhebhenenga rimwe remazuva. Saka nekuti basa iro rinofanira kunge richingorere mapurisa chete, mauto ngaamire zvokungodzivirira nyika. Uye ipapapa tingafarira ng'anga inobata mai nebaitira ari kuita mauto. Zvakanaka zvavakaita, saka ngavachisiya basa kuvani dzaro nokuti iwo mauto ngaachibudira mune zvose zvenyika izvi vaite basa ravo chairo chairo.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Nhamo Goronga.
Zvakanaka hi.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Nhamo Goronga is saying that the military has played its part is the midwife of this coup. So it's time to go back to the barracks. And just quickly on our Facebook page, we want to acknowledge the following. RB Matarutse, thank you so much. Eliam Gonese, watching from Finland, thank you for the program. Thanks, Eliam. Then we have Elijah Pound in Zimbabwe. Melissa Carr, watching from Kwabushu. Thank you so much, Melissa. Charumbira Edward, watching live from Zimbabwe, Bitebridge. Ruth Kasiwa Liswaniso, watching from Namibia. Thank you so much. Tawanda Gwaze, watching from Zimbabwe. Thank you so much. Paul January, Pamberine Mishasha, Zemasa Isai, please, blessing, call me. And we'll try to call you, Paul. Thank you so much. And then we have Benovelence Nyati, Arugutuope. Thank you so much. Tototai Mativa Varira, my good friend in the UK. Thank you so much. Benevolence Nyati, watching from heaven. Really? Not. I hope Benevolence, you are not one of those pastors who say, I went to heaven and I saw Hitler and so and so. Then Tototai has written a message. He says, Zviri kufamba here, London, takasimba. Thank you so much. Chipo Dendere says, agreed. Fafi Gwindi, thank you. That's Dr. Chipodendere. Then Fafi Gwindi, thank you, Vakuru Wangu. Then Fafi says he's in the UK. Thank you so much. Gibbs.
Yes, Dr. Mitube, I'm listening, guys, from Johannesburg. Kuzobuya ke Stephen Mdlauzo, uthi nse Ireland. Kuzobuya Virginia Macebo, uthi nse UK. Siyabonga kakhulu lonke elisibukeleyo. So ke ngizokuthola ke sesilomnumzana Alexander oseqinweni. Baba Alexander, kunjani?
Kona linjani labalaleli?
Isiyaphila mfowethu ngabonga kona kona.
Ngise Namibia.
Ye, kunjani Namibia?
Hayi Namibia ukahle kumsa wenkosi.
Ibizo lika president wangapha kutombali.
U Geingob.
Uchayile. So ke akuthi uthe Zimba. Ezimba ukuthi ukubona njani? Ngokwenzakala Zimba.
All right, in the way we will call him up, I just wanted to make one thing to the point, drive one thing to the point. The army, it take over the army, Amabutha with Zimbabwe. It was not to effect electoral reforms. I think that is one thing that we as Zimbabweans should understand. It was not for electoral reforms, but it was to install Emmerson Mnangagwa as the ZANU-PF party president and automatically drive him to the seat of the presidency. What you should understand with the ZANU-PF is that it is a very strong institution. It is a very powerful institution. If you recall the Mgagawa Declaration of 1975, you would agree with me that the military officers sat down and it was a strong-worded statement where they sought to go for the armed struggle. And as such, if you remember, 2 years later, at the Special Congress of ZANU-PF, basusa undaba ningizithole kulapha babeka khona umgabe. And it was even said prior to the installation of Mnangagwa by the army, ukuthi bona they managed to recall Ndavaningi Stole, and so they will recall Robert Mugabe, and they did just that. So it was a well-calculated move, and so Zimbabweans should stop being too relaxed and stop giving such comments as to say military rule is okay. No, it's not okay. The army should go to the barracks, the police should be on the roads. There should be a reformation, a reconciliation among Zimbabweans, and Zimbabweans should stand for that which is good and that which is proper. Because Zimbabweans, as individuals as well, as a nation as well, they should also reform when I'm a Zimbabwean. So it was not for electoral reforms, it was not to assist the people, but it was some confusion which had gone into ZANU-PF. We know what was happening in ZANU-PF. So that's my point.
Thank you so much, Mr. Alexander.
All right,
there you are.
Of course, Napoleon once said that if you see your enemy making a mistake, don't interrupt him. We don't know if this was how the opposition viewed it in also supporting the impeachment of former President Robert Mugabe before he resigned. Let's acknowledge those who are following. Thank you so much. Manyewe Shingi, Arguti, call me, guys, call me. Mulotsi Nto, iRadio Ipambili, kule live video streaming. Thank you so much. Hadi Joe, soldiers should go back to the barracks and allow police to work. Clive Lungile, Arguti, watching from Zimbabwe. Mamura Mbinda, thank you so much. Collins Moyo, let's continue interceding for this nation, watching with interest from Botswana. Shepstone Shepi Chimbizikai, I'm in Johannesburg. Tanyaradzwa Mawanda, hi guys. Little Mpala, watching from Swaziland. Shepstone Shepi Chimbizikai, Fair from Johannesburg. Then Mulotsi Nto says, Tinotenda, I'm at Bait Bridge. Thank you so much. Gibbs.
So I can say Faye from Washington myself?
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe our last question, you know, to this gentleman. So, Mr. Moyo, I'll start with you. Looking at what the British and the Americans are doing right now in Zimbabwe, they're actually engaging Mr. Mnangagwa. Do you see any change in the short term? Mr. Moyo?
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Moyo, I was saying that we are seeing the British and the American congressional delegation actually engaging President Emmerson Mnangagwa. So do you see any softening of relations between Britain and America and all those kind of things in the short term, maybe?
I'm not sure, but anything is possible. These guys didn't like Mugabe, and so he's leaving of power may open up doors for investment and other international relations that may actually be good for Zimbabwe, business-wise and job creation, and also improving the economy. I think that could.
I think your phone is cutting off a little bit. So let's go to Mr. Mavinga. Mr. Mavinga, do you see any you know, relaxation of, you know, some kind of restrictive measures against the former president and maybe his inner circle as well? He's no longer in inner circle, by the way. So do you see any...
It is very likely, Gibbs, that there will be that kind of sort of goodwill approach to try and give a soft landing for Mnangagwa. But in reality, I think if you saw today that Mnangagwa was with the generals and business people at some mine in Zimbabwe, this shows that he is pro-business, pro-investment. He's more focused on making money and getting Zimbabwe to work again, but not so much on the right side. And the targeted measures had to do with democracy, good governance, and human rights respect. So we are unlikely to get an immediate improvement in that regard unless there is a strong push and unless we have, because Mnangagwa is expected to be president for the next 6 or 7 months only, and then we go to fresh elections. So the litmus test really for Mnangagwa's presidency is how he prepares for the coming elections. Will they be free and fair? Will the military go back to the barracks and not interfere in this upcoming election? If otherwise, we are in for a rude awakening when we have been celebrating the end of one.
Thank you.
Another.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga, the human rights lawyer. Dewa Mavinga, thank you so much to human rights activist Clement Moyo, our viewers, our callers, those who sent us messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, our radio listeners, and of course, our brilliant team behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying, bye-bye, Zimbabwe.